The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Can you believe it is week 16 in the NFL? I feel like it has just flown by this year. Speaking of that, the new year on the horizon. So yeah, man, sports are just flying. The bowl season underway. NBA action in full throttle. I mean, I don't think there is really a better time. And I say that all the time because I'm talking sports. Got to welcome in Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Dorf? So much going on this weekend. So much going on this week. So much going on this month. Holiday season also is a big holiday for sports fans.
Week 16 in the NFL. I mean, can you seriously believe it? I feel like it has absolutely flown by, Jeff.
You know, I feel like we were watching the draft yesterday. That's how quickly 2014 has flown by. But, I mean, yesterday, it feels like minutes ago we were watching week one action in the NFL trying to figure things out.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like yesterday. Aaron Rodgers said relax, and the Packers were under 500, and now, bam, 10-4, 10-4. I mean, just unbelievable. The NFL is crazy. It's awesome. It's king when it comes to sports, so we love it. Tons of things to talk about, though. From NBA basketball to college basketball, baseball, Major League Baseball. Things still going on like crazy there, too. So lots and lots of things to talk about in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We're just getting warmed up. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at @DorfOnSports. We'll be right back on the other side, breaking down the world of sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out with my man Jeff Rich. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. We are not at a loss of things to talk about, people, so anything on your mind is going to be on our mind at 1-800-878-7529. Let's keep it moving right along, and let's hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. You know what? The last couple of days have been absolutely beautiful here in the Valley of the Sun. Probably low 70s or so, and not much wind. Just very, very in all honesty, Jeff, I don't know if you've gotten out, but the last couple of days have been, I would say in a word, perfect.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've gotten the dog out, you know, not afraid to run around. Went down, checked out an Al Michaels book signing yesterday. Just a great day to be up and around. And, you know, I know that we get a lot of noise from people that don't live here about how great it is year-round. But there are times in the summer that I just curl up in a ball in the air conditioning. So the wintertime is definitely the time to live here, and it's definitely the time to get out and about.
I don't mind the summers either. I got news for you. I like the heat. I like the sweat. And when you're talking about 110 degrees or so, it's impossible not to. But I think we do have the best weather, and I guess you could make an argument for somewhere in San Diego, maybe something like that. But ultimately, I'll take this pretty much over anywhere, Jeff, to be honest with you. I have no complaints about the Valley of the Sun. But I do want to get into some baseball with John Poulter. I mean, can you explain? I mean, so many things have gone down, John.
Well, I don't know what happened in San Diego, whether there's been some kind of a blood transfusion, whether somebody on the ownership committee has won the lottery, or whether the new GM there has got everybody psyched out in terms of making deals with him. But he has made some fantastic deals. He's got some great players back. Granted, it's at the cost of perhaps the future in terms of the number of prospects that he's given up in these deals. But I'm absolutely amazed that he's been able to get the types of players that he has without giving up any of his starting rotation. And we still know that Shields and Scherzer are still out there in terms of free agents. And there's a lot of rumors around that the Phillies are in a major rebuild and may be interested in dealing Cole Hamels. And while Hamels has a list of clubs that he would not want to be traded to, having grown up in San Diego, I would have to think that the San Diego Padres are not one of those teams on his no-trade list. So, presuming that he's still got something left in the farm system to trade, could we possibly be seeing Cole Hamels going to the West Coast as well?
I mean, this has been pretty miraculous what the Padres have been able to do. I mean, you know, they're calling them the Yankees now of the National League. I mean, they have really gone out and done something that is just not them. I think it's got everybody scratching their head, Jeff.
No, absolutely. I mean, you look at the Padres, you look at a team like the Kansas City Royals, they're signing not high-level free agents, but, you know, they're landing some pretty big names. Chris Medlin comes to mind with the Kansas City Royals, but nothing like what the Padres are doing. The only thing I do question is whether the Padres remember you got to play 9 innings on defense as well, because that outfield defensively may cause some problems, but they might just score enough runs that it's not going to matter.
Well, I was going to suggest that as well, Jeff. And the other issue is, of course, these guys are all big offensive guys, and you have to wonder what kind of a neutralizing effect Petco Park will have on some of those numbers. I'm not suggesting that the numbers will drop in half, but Petco has always been known as one of the more pitcher-friendly parks in the major leagues, so you have to wonder what kind of a drop-off there will be for the Kemps and the Myers and so on and so forth. The other thing that I think the Padres may look at is they're very crowded in the outfield now, and I guess Carlos Quentin is the guy that comes to mind. Given the guys that they have just traded for, you'd have to think that those three guys are going to be the three regular everyday outfielders. So what does that do with Quentin? Does that make him available to flip somewhere else to perhaps restock the farm system that's been devastated with all of these deals, or does that bring them back the pitching that they need? That's going to be interesting to see how that works out.
Pretty interesting. That is John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. Hey, I want to shift this real quickly to what's going to happen with Bud Selig. If I'm not mistaken, he's set to retire on January 25th. Am I correct on that?
He's definitely retiring. I'm not sure of the exact date in January, but that's the one that sticks in my mind as well.
Okay, and then basically what's going to happen here is that the baseball commissioner-elect, Robert Manfred, announced, I believe, that Selig is going to continue to get paid, and he's going to make, what, $6 million a year, something like that?
That's what I've heard. I have to wonder how he was able to do that, and does that tell us just how rich baseball is? And the second point there is, what on earth is he going to do? You know, does this mean we have two commissioners?
Well, I think this is a way of paying Bud Selig for, I guess, all the good that he has done for the game. I do have an issue because he turned his eye on steroids, or turned his back on steroids for quite a long time, obviously realizing that they needed those home runs to get people back involved in baseball. This is puzzling. Jeff, do you have any information on this?
I don't. I can only speculate. I mean, you know, personally, I think that it might just be, you know, I know you're a Milwaukee guy, Dorf, but if this might be $6 million to go away and try to, you know, try to change the game, because let's face it, on a national level, at least here in the United States, baseball is failing, and, you know, there's speculation that soccer may eventually pass baseball, and that's not acceptable if you're if you're Major League Baseball and you're ambassadors of the game to the entire world.
Yeah, I mean, look, Bud Selig is going to be 80 years old. I think $6 million a year, this is I am just, I'm baffled, man. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Look, and you're right, I'm a Milwaukee guy. Happen to know Bud Selig, know the family. I'm scratching my head on this, man. This is like, where do we find a job like that, guys? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, if you could find me one, I'd be happy to take it.
I mean, basically what it's doing is, you know, Selig, this is a quote that Bud Selig said, because I'm reading an article on this. Selig said, "I greatly appreciate the opportunity to stay connected to the game in this new capacity." I mean, I'd love to stick around and not have much to do either for $6 million, guys.
Yeah, where do we sign up? And, you know, maybe the three of us could come up with some kind of a deal where we could kind of take $2 million apiece to do nothing, and we could sort of share the responsibility.
Unreal. I mean, hey, you know what they say, the rich get richer and the poor stay poor. I mean, and this is just one of those definite situations where they're continuing to feed Bud Selig, and $6 million as a commissioner who's kind of just there overseeing things. I don't understand that. And I think you're right. I mean, this shows that Major League Baseball is so full of it. It's unbelievable. They're always talking about how they don't make money and they're losing money. How can you afford to come up with another roughly $6 million to pay Bud Selig?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Got to go down as one of the best retirement gifts I've ever seen.
That's a great point.
While we're on the topic, how does Bud Selig rate against, and I'm not sure how much you follow anything outside of NHL and Major League Baseball, but up against Gary Bettman and perhaps David Stern, because I know you do have the Raptors there in Toronto who are doing very well this year. But, as far as Selig's career accomplishment, or not David Stern, I got up against Adam Silver and Gary Bettman. I would say
David Stern, because that, look, he was there a lot of the time that Bud Selig was running things for baseball. So Adam Silver's very new to the game. I think David Stern's a better comparison.
Yeah, I think you're right, Andy.
Hold on. Just do me a favor, John. Hold your thought, because I hear the music. And on the other side, we'll get your opinion on how you feel Bud Selig has weighed up against some of these other commissioners. I think that's a good question. I mean, you could throw Roger Goodell in there, too. And believe me, I think we all got our heads scratching about him, too. He's John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, will be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Boston Red Sox wishing one day they would see them win the World Series. Larry Walker comes in to get it. Two out.
The game won by the Yankees, 19-8 in the eight-up innings.
Varitek gets the base hit into left. He's on with two out here in the ninth inning. Up 3-0 here in game four. And that will send game four into the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Cardinals trying to do something against the Red Sox pitching. Pujols gets it started with a hit. Right through the legs of Folk. Is that the start the Cardinals need? Roland hits it in the air to right center field. Kepler, one on one out. Two down. The Red Sox are one out away. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions. Have come and gone. Sox are champions of baseball.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And as you can tell, we're talking a little baseball. We got our professor, John Poulter, hanging out with us, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at @DorfOnSports. And, John, Jeff proposed a question to you before the break, basically asking you, if I'm not mistaken, Jeff, in a nutshell, how you feel the commissioner Bud Selig has done as far as baseball goes, and compare him to other commissioners like Roger Goodell and Bettman and the other guys, David Stern and now Adam Silver of the NBA, and kind of give us a grade on how you feel he did up against these guys. Am I mistaken, or is that it, Jeff?
Yeah. I just want to know how John feels he stacks up.
Well, in terms of what Selig has done, I think the major thing that he is, there's two things that he has done, and that is that he seems to have fixed this issue of the constant stoppages in terms of play on the field. We seem now to have a much more stable relationship between the owners and the players, which from a fan standpoint is obviously a success. I think in terms of the postseason and the competitiveness and the competitive baseball that we're seeing in the last 6 weeks, 2 months of each season, is also an improvement under Selig's watch. Unfortunately, one of the things that he will have going negatively is the number of work stoppages that have occurred under his watch. This fiasco with the All-Star Game tied that one particular year. There's been a number of things that I have questioned, that being one of them. And this latest thing that we've just spent some time discussing with him getting the $6 million a year as a thank you retirement gift doesn't really sit very well with me as a baseball fan, who's paying $50, $60 a game to go and watch. Why should I be helping the clubs fund something like that? So I struggle with that a little bit. In terms of how he compares with other commissioners, I guess the common one in terms of comparison, mainly because A, I live in a hockey city, and B, because he's been on the job about the same length of time, would be Gary Bettman. And I think the only guys that really like Bettman are the other owners, because he's made them rich. I don't think the fans are too enamored with him. I don't think the Players Association is too enamored with him. There are still a few problem franchises, but to Bettman's credit, he seems to have weathered that storm, and whether that will continue to be the case or not is another story, because these teams are still going to bleed. The question is, are they going to bleed as much and as for long?
Right, hey, John, you know, there's something that, you know, it's possible that it can be resolved within a year under Rob Manfred, and it's possible that our grandchildren could be talking to each other about this. But Bud Selig, at least in served in a in some capacity as commissioner since 1992, he has never he has not addressed the Pete Rose situation other than to you know, to stay the course with it. Do you see that happening in the next month, and do you see maybe Rob Manfred addressing it quickly?
I don't really know, Jeff. It's, to be honest with you, it's not something I've given a lot of thought to. I think that it might get reopened simply because we've now had this issue with PEDs, and we've had guys exposed for not doing the right thing, and Rose obviously was not welcome in baseball. He was not welcome in the Hall of Fame. That may change a little bit, given the fact that it's probably quite likely now that what Rose did was not PED assisted, so that may shed a different light on it. I'd kind of like to see it happen from the standpoint that the Baseball Hall of Fame should be about what guys do on the field. We've got guys in the Hall of Fame that we believe have taken something a little stronger than an aspirin. We've got guys in the Hall of Fame that have been guilty of things other than stealing a candy bar from a store. We've got guys in jail, guys that have been to jail. We've got guys that have been into the stands and beaten up people, albeit many, many years ago, decades ago. But not everybody in the Hall of Fame is a choir boy, and Rose would be the first guy to tell you he's not a choir boy. But, you know, all he's asking is to be judged with his peers, and I don't think that's unfair. But whether Manfred would address that or not, you know, I'm not sure what else there is there that really needs to be dealt with on a quick basis. So that might be a way for him to make a hit in terms of his presence.
Well, and think of the way that Adam Silver came into the NBA making his splash with the Clipper situation. And you know what? I think if given the opportunity, Rob should absolutely go after this, and he should make it a point to make his mark to some degree very quickly. And you know what? Let's face it, guys. We live in a forgive and forget society. And you know what? It's been so many years that it's been since Pete Rose gambled on baseball. And again, I think more like you, John, his numbers are his numbers. And we judge people in the game of baseball more so on their numbers than what they do outside of there. Because think about guys like Alex Rodriguez, Sammy Sosa, McGuire. The list goes on. Those people have all been forgiven. Why has Pete Rose not been forgiven?
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I'm going to take it one step further. Andy, you know, we've all seen the movie or read the book Eight Men Out, and when is somebody going to readdress the shoeless Joe Jackson situation? Obviously, that was many, many decades before I was born, so I have no knowledge of it firsthand, but I still think that he was wronged in terms of the book that I read on that situation and the movie that I've seen on that situation. I have to think that he was taken advantage of, and I'd like to see somebody in power, and perhaps Manfred is the best guy to do it. I'd like to see somebody take a long look at that and put that thing to rest once and for all.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a shame that we do live in this kind of a society where it's forgive and forget, and we pick and choose who we forgive and forget. So I think that that's somewhat interesting, too, and you know what? Guys all deserve a second chance, and what makes Pete Rose any different than anybody else? I got news for you. And look, you can say he did the cardinal sin, which was, as it says, right before you walk into every Major League Baseball locker room, not to gamble on the sport. Well, you know what? Just because it's not written on the walls that guys shouldn't go out and be in domestic violence, it's not written on the walls that they're, you know, get to not be involved in domestic violence. Look, the bottom line is we live in a forgive and forget society, and he's paid his time. He's paid his dues to the people and not being in the hall for this long. Give the man his justice, and it's about the time where we forgive and forget him and put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think it's something they certainly got to take a look at and put it to rest once and for all. the only thing that Rose has kind of hurt himself with is that he's been a little bit arrogant about it, but, you know, perhaps that was his personality as a player, and perhaps that was what was made us all respect him so much. I mean, he was the first singles hitter to make a six-figure salary.
Yeah.
That in itself says something, and played for his hometown team, led them to two World Series titles, and, you know, it's unfortunate that he made that mistake. Truth be known, he's probably not the only guy that's done that. He might be the only guy that's been caught and found out.
Absolutely. Hey, great points. Good discussion, John. Have a great day. Enjoy your curling, and go to victory, man.
Yep. Thank you very much. I guess we won't have a chat before the holiday season, so I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and to those that celebrate a holiday other than Christmas at this time of year, a very happy holiday, and we'll look forward to chatting in the future.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. We'll be right back. Jeff and I are going to break down what's going on in the NFL in Week 16. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Robitussin Cofaquence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Oh. Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin, don't suffer the cofaquences. Use as directed.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me, as he does each and every week. Breaking down the world of sports. And by that music, you got to know we're talking some NFL football. Some of the interesting things here for the week. Obviously, big news about Jim Harbaugh maybe going back to Michigan, and we've been talking about that for weeks now. Obviously, Murray expected to play for the Dallas Cowboys today, the broken left hand. Cutler out this week, Clawson in. The Bears are a disaster. They've been a disaster. This isn't news. Your boy Johnny Football, my boy Johnny Football, did not do so well last week. Looked like a deer in headlights. Got his butt kicked, let's be honest. It was a disaster for the young man. A lot of things going on in the NFL right now, Jeff.
Oh, tons. Well, you know what? The Detroit Lions backing into the playoffs on the strength of a Washington Redskins upset victory over the Philadelphia Eagles in Washington on Saturday. I think that this might be the last hurrah for Mark Trestman. I think that Detroit might be sleeping at the wheel a little bit now that they know they're in. They probably won't catch Green Bay. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chicago Bears surprise everyone today.
You know what? Look, I would love it. I'll be honest with you, because that would obviously help the Green Bay Packers out. There's a big game potentially next week in Lambeau Field with Detroit. So a lot riding on these games today, as we know, with the Detroit Lions playing Chicago and then the Packers playing, obviously, Tampa Bay. So, yeah, I mean, look, they could do everybody a huge favor, like I'm saying myself and a lot of the Green Bay Packer fans. But let's kind of get into that. I mean, look, think about it like this. I think they thought the grass was always greener. You know, you have Lovie Smith. The guy was 10-6 and got you into the playoffs, and then 10-6 didn't get you in the playoffs, and you felt like you couldn't go on with this guy. You bring in Trestman. You know, you got Jay Cutler. You spent a lot of money on this guy. I think they've made not one but two mistakes, because I don't think Trestman's a great leader. And then obviously Jay Cutler is not a quarterback that you should be paying $22.5 million a year to. So Chicago's made a bunch of mistakes, Jeff. At the end of the day, they have themselves to blame for this.
Yeah, absolutely. These were front office mistake after front office mistake. The least of which, probably the headliner would be signing Jay Cutler to a 7-year deal. Now I get the feeling that they're going to give him $11 million to go away rather than putting up with this for another 6 years or even another season.
You know, at this point, you have basically, you know, belittled this guy to the point of, I don't know if he can come back and be a productive quarterback for the Chicago Bears. So I somewhat agree with you. And you know what? He's got that loser face. He's got that loser mentality. He's not a guy that you're going to be able to rely on in the trenches. And I think his teammates around him know that, Jeff. And look, he whines and complains more than he goes out and he fights and battles. And when you're a quarterback and you're the leader of your team, those are not qualities you want to have.
Well, you know, consider how well he played on Monday night after they were down 24-0, and he led the charge and made it kind of interesting in the end. I believe they got it back to 31-15 because it went from 24-8, but the defense gave up another touchdown. You can't blame it all on Jay Cutler. The Saints didn't play very well, and they still ended up winning that game going away on Monday night.
18 interceptions, 24 turnovers. I can blame a lot on Jay Cutler, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying that it's crumbled around him, but when you don't – and we've talked about that. We've talked about this with Mary Nemitz. We've talked about it with each other. You don't have a leader, and you don't get it out of your head coach who's inexperienced. You don't get it from your quarterback. Brian Urlacher's gone. There's just there's just no one to look up to and say, hey, we got to pull it together. And it just continues to crumble. And that's why Chicago is a dysfunctional franchise at the moment.
A lot of times it's addition by subtraction. But at this point, you know what? The bottom line is, I think, too much turnover there in Chicago too quickly to be able to really go out there and have those important positions of leadership filled and guys doing what they're supposed to. And I think there was just too much going on there in Chicago too quickly. And when you have that, you have what's happened here, which is a complete disaster, and they have no direction. I think that that's the real important thing here is what direction are the Chicago Bears going in? Look, you know, they have these two great wide receivers. They're not necessarily great, but two guys that have potential to be great. They have a quarterback who everybody talks about his talent and his potential. Well, dude, at the end of the day, look at what he's done. He's done nothing, and all we ever talk about is what he could do. And people get sick and tired of that, Jeff. I mean, you got to put up or shut up. And right now, he hasn't done anything.
Oh, well, his best moment in his career, I mean, going back to Denver even, the best moment in his career, you know, the best season of his career ended on the exercise cycle against the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship a few years back. He just hasn't done anything to prove it. We know that the talent's there. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. But you got to show up. You got to show up in big situations. You got to fight through adversity. What has Jay Cutler done? I mean, you know, I know that he got a lot of praise for his press conference for not being emotional, but that's the big knock on him his whole career is that he hasn't been emotional. He's just a guy that doesn't care. I mean, you look up apathy in the dictionary, and there should be a picture of Jay Cutler next to the word.
I agree. You know, look, it's all about being held accountable. And, you know, when I forget who said it now, you are what your record is. I forget who said that. But at the end of the day, Jay Cutler is what Jay Cutler is at this point. I personally think this is who he is. I mean, I don't think that if he goes somewhere else, he's all of a sudden going to be an all-pro quarterback. I just don't see it. Yeah, he's got gunslinger mentality. Yeah, he can whip it down the field. But I just don't think that the talent – he has talent, but he doesn't have the other things that you need, which is that leadership, that feeling of I can take us to the promised land, that feeling of when things are down, he's the guy that can right the ship. And I don't feel that way about Jay Cutler, and I don't think I ever will, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Well, you know, a comparison here is Tony Romo. Do you feel that he can be that guy for Dallas? Because he just hasn't been throughout his entire career. Now, I think that Romo might be able to demonstrate that you can bounce back from this, and Cutler might have to do it with a new team. But, you know, Tony Romo's a guy that didn't win a playoff game for how many years of his career? And now, you know, Dallas is kind of looking at, the Cowboys fans and probably the front office are both looking at Tony Romo as a guy that he's got to carry the franchise on his shoulder, at least in the year 2014, and he's been a guy that hasn't been able to get it done in the past. So maybe there's a little bit of hope for Jay Cutler. I don't think it exists in Chicago, but I wanted to bring up Romo on purpose because they have a big game against the Colts.
You know, look, oh, absolutely. I think, you know, and here's what we're going to find out in that game, okay, is we're going to find out if Indianapolis is any good because they've been the beneficiary of a weak division. Let's be honest. You know, the teams that they play week in and week out are not that great. Both these teams are 10-4. Dallas has struggled at home. We know how good they are on the road. Andrew Luck is an up-and-coming quarterback playing Tony Romo, who is still looking to turn that corner. I think it's a great matchup, Jeff. I agree with you 100%. However, I like the Colts to get it done today. I think that they need to step up. I think they need to show the NFL that they haven't just been a somebody that's been lucky by their schedule and playing in a weaker division and whatnot. I think Andrew Luck has a lot to show today. He's had a great season, too. I mean, it goes under the radar. This kid's thrown for nearly 4,500 yards. And look, the last few weeks they've been limited, especially without having that running game. Ahmad Bradshaw not playing for them. And Richardson, I don't know what his deal is. Not the running back he was in college so far through in the NFL. And a lot of the weight is put on Andrew Luck's shoulders. I think this is going to be a great game. To answer your question about Tony Romo, look, I've always doubted Tony Romo. However, this year, I feel a little bit differently about the guy. He seems like he's really matured, okay? And I think he's taking things in stride a lot better than he has in the recent years. So I like the way that Tony Romo has come out this season. You know, off of the back surgery, kind of came in and was a little bit sluggish to start out, and people were like, oh, he's not going to get there. But ultimately, I think it just took him a little bit to get his feet wet. He's a smart guy. We all know that. he's – we want to talk about capable and talented. He's definitely that. And now he just needs to put it all together. And in a weird way, I'm pulling for Tony Romo, but I'm not pulling for the Dallas Cowboys, if that makes any sense, Jeff.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, if you look back at a guy like John Elway, and I'm not comparing John Elway with Tony Romo, but what was the difference between John Elway that got to three Super Bowls and lost and the John Elway that his career out with two Super Bowl victories? It was Terrell Davis. And Tony Romo's got a guy behind him in DeMarco Murray that makes a difference and takes a little bit of the pressure off of him. And I think that, you know, we're so hung up on assessing these guys as individuals that we forget that sometimes you put a good, you know, you put the right pieces around them, and it changes their entire world. And I think that Romo might be a little bit of a beneficiary of that as well.
Oh, no doubt, man. I think that's an excellent point. Look, you need to have those skill positions where you have guys that can be effective. And Murray's had a phenomenal year. I think it's going to be interesting to see how he does respond with this broken hand. I know it's the left hand. However, if there's one thing he is a little bit vulnerable with, it is letting the ball go. And I know that that was very early in the season. The last six games or so, he's been pretty darn good. But now he's got a little bit of a wound on him. We'll see if the guys kind of go after that hand, and that makes him susceptible to going out there and tossing the football on the ground a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how they attack DeMarco Murray and go after him with that broken left hand. But I agree with you 100%. If you have a good running back, if you have a Dez Bryant, you know, you should be a team that can go out there and put up points. And Dallas's defense has been much better this year. So, look, I give the Dallas Cowboys a lot of credit. Do I think that they're going to win the Super Bowl? No. Do I think Romo could win a playoff game? Absolutely, Jeff.
Yeah, I think that that's, you know, you look at the NFC South, you're going to have a champion that's at best 500. There's a lot of bad, there's not a lot of bad playoff teams, but there are teams that the Dallas Cowboys can beat in the postseason, and they just might, especially in the wild card round.
Hey, another great game today, and probably playing for the division as well here. Seattle and Arizona. We've only got a minute or so before we get to a break, and then we'll wrap it up. But we'll continue talking as much as we can about this. Hey, look, I think the birds better be on all cylinders today, because those other birds, the Seahawks, are coming into town. Excuse me, Jeff, and they're really rolling right now. So very big, important game right here in Arizona for the Arizona Cardinals, who are playing Seattle later today.
Yeah, least respected 11-3 team of all time, and they've got their backs against the walls today with all the injuries that they're dealing with in Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of quarterback problems, but Bruce Arians seems to find a way each and every week. It's next man up, as they say here in Arizona, but we'll get back into it on the other side. One final segment on the program. He is Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Lots and lots of NFL talk going on here, and anything on your mind is on ours. So 1-800-878-7529. Keep that number in mind. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. Got to thank John Poulter this week for hanging out with us, as he does each and every week, talking Major League Baseball. Jeff, only a couple minutes left in this hour, and, you know, we didn't really talk much about it, but we got to see Johnny Football last week. Was it worth the wait? Jeff? I don't know. Maybe I lost
Jeff. Hey, you know what? That performance was a train wreck. It was not worth the wait. It would have been worth the wait till next season to get him a full off season under Kyle Shanahan and Dell Loggins to really learn, because I don't think he's taking it seriously. So I think that he's at least humbled by that experience. And they said Monday morning his car pulled into the practice facility at 7:30. He wasn't cutting it close with the tardiness this week at practice. So I don't think he can right the ship in a week. But a lot of us expected that the expectations for Mr. Manziel were a little high, and He's got a whole career to rebound from this first start, but this was not a good way to get out of the gate for Johnny Manziel.
Bottom line is that the speed of the game from college to the NFL is just a huge jump, and those guys that are defensive linemen can catch up to the quarterbacks in the NFL, whereas a lot of those guys can't catch up to the quarterbacks in college football. And, you know, he got a great lesson. Let's be honest. He got humbled. Maybe the best thing for the kid, to be honest with you. A lot of people talk about him being spoiled and comes from a family where he didn't have to work real hard. Well, bottom line is, Jeff, he's going to have to work his butt off if he wants to be a competitor and a good player in the NFL. And he got a good lesson last week. I think that's 101 last week for Johnny Football. Last week was to get his butt kicked and learn a lesson. So Jeff will catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. And keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back with another hour.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
President Obama is defending his plan to normalize relations with Cuba against critics who call it a concession to tyrants. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president says he shares the concerns of human rights activists that the Castro government's done little to relax its grip.
This is still a regime that represses its people.
But in an end-of-year news conference, he said he's convinced opening an embassy in Havana, plus allowing more trade with and travel to the communist island, will have an impact.
And over time, that chips away at this hermetically sealed society.
Indeed, he says change in Cuba will likely come in fits and starts.
But change is going to come to Cuba. It has to.
Mark Smith at the White House.
You can find us online, our new website, usaheadlinenews.com. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is the USA Radio Network.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
Now that the FBI has determined that North Korea carried out the hacking attack on Sony Pictures Entertainment, President Barack Obama says the U.S. will respond proportionally. As for the decision by Sony to cancel its Christmas release of the satirical film The Interview, Obama calls that decision a mistake. He says we can't have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship in the United States. Today's FBI announcement was the first official statement blaming the isolated country for the cyber attack. In the statement, federal officials say they found similarities between the tools used in the Sony attack and previous hacks linked to North Korea. A 56-year-old woman has been charged with five felony counts for allegedly driving into a crowd outside a California church, killing four people, including a six-year-old boy. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says Margot Bronstein is expected to be arraigned Friday. This is USA Radio News.
It's the end-of-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first-quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful three-quarter-inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end-of-year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The FBI has confirmed North Korea is behind the attack on Sony. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirtz spoke with the Heritage Foundation about the hack.
The FBI confirmed Friday North Korea was behind the massive cyber attack on Sony Entertainment. Ted Broman of the Heritage Foundation says most people were surprised with the intensity of the cyber attack.
You know, I think honestly everyone's surprised by it. If you've read the correspondence that's come out from various leaks from Sony and from other places, it seems pretty obvious that although they anticipated, you know, a harsh verbal response, they weren't anticipating the sort of devastating hack.
Broman said it's important to remember Sony headquarters are in Japan and that North Korea has a great hatred for Japan. I'm Jason Wirtz.
Police say an elf on the sauce is facing drunken driving charges in New Jersey. Riverdale police tell NJ.com that 23-year-old Brian Chellis was found passed out in a car early Friday morning wearing an elf on the shelf costume. Lieutenant James McIntosh says the Cedar Grove man was asleep behind the wheel of a van with its engine running, lights on, and music blaring. He says Chellis was in a red shirt, red pants, and white ruffled collar. McIntosh says Chellis seemed confused about where he was and had an open can of beer in the car. He was issued a summons and released to a family member.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies?
but you don't know what to do next. Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It is week 16 in the NFL. I can't believe how quickly it has gone. But it is week 16 in the NFL. The bowl season has started. NBA basketball in full throttle. College hoops as well. I would have to say that the sports world is rocking and rolling right now. Speaking of rocking and rolling, let's welcome in my tag team partner in crime for this hour. None other than the guy I like to call Fred Fairdeal Wallen. Fred, good morning. How are you?
Andy, you got to help me out here, and I know you probably can. UCLA was playing Kentucky basketball yesterday, and it was 24-0 Kentucky. I turned it off. Did UCLA ever score?
No, I think it was a shutout yesterday, Fred. The first one in in college basketball history happens to your UCLA Bruins.
John Wooden turned over in his grave, and I felt sorry for CBS. Getting stuck with that turkey of a game.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you think about Kentucky, UCLA, think about all the tradition and whatnot, but sometimes it just doesn't live up to the hype. So not a good showing for the UCLA Bruins, to say the least. But we'll figure it out somehow, some way. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. Just getting warmed up. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, people.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29. The not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All right, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Tell you what. A lot of things going on in the NFL, Fred. I mean, look, think about this week, okay? We had Johnny Football start for us last week, and that was a complete disaster. We had Jay Cutler getting benched for Jimmy Clausen, a guy that hasn't started since, like, 2010. We had some games yesterday, obviously. A very good one with the San Francisco 49ers and the San Diego Chargers, 38-35. I mean, all I can say is this is like playoff action football right before our eyes, Fred, and it's literally right around the corner. And if you can't tell, I'm definitely excited about what's to happen in the next couple few weeks.
Well, it's been a quick season, and a lot of teams are still in that playoff hunt. San Diego barely stayed alive with that victory over San Francisco. You know, I would not be totally shocked that if Jim Harbaugh did not coach the 49ers next week, Michigan, or maybe he did, but in between, Michigan announced that they had hired him as their new coach. I mentioned this to Jerry Burke on our Friday night show on Sports Overnight America, that nobody's going to turn down the Michigan job, and nobody's going to turn down the Michigan job at $49 million over 6 years. A lot of coaches would love that job, and Les Miles is not turning it down. They told him, I'm sure, that Harbaugh has the job. Harbaugh just hasn't admitted it. Now, with that last second and overtime loss last night to San Diego, I think maybe they'll announce it this week that he's leaving San Francisco and go back to his alma mater, Michigan, and have to survive on $49 million over 6 years, which, by the way, in my mind, is an obscene number. All those numbers for college football coaches, obscene, when the kids can't even, you know, go out for a date and things like that unless they make that change, which I don't know if they can get done, because every athlete would have to get paid that $5,000 minimum per year, and I'm not sure they've got that kind of money. But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that game last night was very exciting. All the games are exciting, and it's interesting too that in the previous game yesterday, the team that had to win didn't win. The team that has nothing to play for did win. So usually in the NFL, it doesn't work out that way, and it certainly did on Saturday as Washington came back to beat Philadelphia, and RG3 played well. And honestly, it's not on Philadelphia's offense. It was Philadelphia's defense that got them beaten.
Well, and that's how the Arizona Cardinals are making the playoffs, by the way, too. So, think of this yesterday, Fred, for me, pretty darn good fantasy football day for me. I'm in my finals, obviously. So, I had Philip Rivers and Antonio Gates going for me yesterday. So, 72 points out of those two guys, not too bad for me. No. So, I got to think I have the inside track to winning today. Let me just say this to you real quickly since I have it up here and I was kind of checking it out. But so I've got Philip Rivers going. I've got Marcus Colston going. I've got Beckham going. I've got Trey Mason going. I've got Doug Martin going. And that's because LeGarrette Blount is out today. And Martin is probable, so I put him in there. I think he'll play, to be honest with you. I don't know how much he'll do against the Green Bay Packers, but I got to play him. I don't really have anybody else to put in that position. But and then, obviously, I told you about Gates, who had a big day, two touchdowns for me, the 7 catches and 92 yards. Martellus Bennett, he's been pretty solid for me as well. Just as a, and then, to be honest with you, I've gone with the two tight ends because I've got Gates and Bennett, so I can't really beat that package, to be honest with you. And then I've got Crosby as my kicker, and then the Arizona defense, who, I'll be honest with you, I think that's going to be a pretty low-scoring game, Fred. You're playing Seattle. Both those defenses are going to be getting after the quarterback, and that's the only way, the only chance, let's face it, that the Cardinals will have today is if they can make it a very low-scoring game. So, and I'll be honest with you there, too, Fred. The Arizona defense has been very good for me as far as fantasy football goes.
Yeah, a lot of great games today. As far as you mentioned LeGarrette Blount, and also Edelman's out for the Patriots. If you're playing fantasy football and you're listening to us right now, and if there's a way to pick up Jonas Gray, I think I would, because he carried the ball, 9 times, 10 times last week. He's out of the punishment box as far as Belichick is concerned. He's liable to go. Remember before what he had gained, 180 yards or something.
Yeah.
He's going to be the main man, not Vereen for the Patriots. And so if you have a chance to go on one of those sites and pick up Jonas Gray, I think that might be a wise idea. And, you know, and I've been playing on one of those sites online. They're fun. I mean, they're fun. I actually got some money back last week. Not a lot, but I got some money back. You're playing against thousands of people. It's awfully tough. It's awfully difficult. But the thing is, you can change every week. In your thing, or my thing for 22 years, you know, you're stuck with the team that you drafted in September.
Sure.
Those one-day things that you can change, a lot of fun. And both of them are the ones that advertise a lot, certainly doing, I'm sure, very, very, very well.
Whatever, that Draft King or whatever, something like that.
Draft King and FanDuel, the two that
absolutely. I mean, I see him on TV and whatnot. But look, I've played fantasy football for so long. I truly enjoy it, and a lot of people wonder, you know, how you can be rooting for certain players, you know, when your team is playing against a team that you have a guy on or whatever, and I'm sitting there cheering for the guy that I have, even against my own team. People wonder how you can do that. Well, I'll tell you how you can do that, because it's fantasy football. It's just for fun, and you shouldn't get too wrapped up in things. And when it's your team or it's just a guy out there doing things, it's all about having fun. And I don't look. Yes, I want the Green Bay Packers to win every week, Fred, obviously. But I know that that's not going to happen, number one. But number two, I like to live life and I like to have fun a little bit. So at the end of the day, fantasy football provides a lot of fun and a lot of excitement for people on Sunday afternoon.
You know, your Gordy Nelson cost me a lot more money last week by dropping that pass, which he never drops. And he'd have gone 70 yards, or what was it, 90, or what, 70 or 80 yards at least on that pass. And I would have done much better on one of those one-day things. But
yeah,
Gordy dropped it. I'm sure he won't drop any this week. And maybe he's a wise pick also, because he'll make up for last week.
listen, he doesn't make that mistake very often, but you know what? They happen. And I don't necessarily know that he would have gone
all the
way. No, I mean, there was a guy that was somewhat close. But at the same time, Fred, I almost feel like he saw those footsteps, and that's kind of what baffled him on the situation. And, yeah, he kind of left that one out there. And, look, it is what it is. You know, I mean, you're not going to make every play, but – that's a play that he makes 9 out of 10 times. I mean, I think we all know that. And look, it could have been a different story, but I think, you know what, it kind of made the Packers wake up a little bit too, because they were starting to believe and drink the Kool-Aid that everybody was throwing at them. I mean, look, we're talking about how great they are, right? I mean, let's face it. You know, they're the best team in the NFL, and it's such a week-to-week league because, you know, 1 week you're the best, you're sitting on top of the mountain, and, you know, you lose to a tough team in Buffalo who's a top-four defense, and people are saying, well, they're you know, we saw some of the weaknesses of the Green Bay Packers. You know what? They had a bad day. I mean, at the end of the day, I honestly feel like they had a bad day, and they were believing the hype and drinking the Kool-Aid that everybody was throwing at them, Fred, so... let's see how they respond today. I mean, this is a big game now. It's the Battle of the Bays. It's Green Bay and Tampa Bay. We're 10-4. They're 2-12. I mean, on paper, it looks like we should kill them, but we'll see what happens. It's the NFL, and we all know what it stands for. Not for long, and that's what happened to the Green Bay Packers last week. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, talk some more football, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Protectum Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All right, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Going to hook up with Jeff Rich. Both of us are in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or even Jeff Rich at By Jeff Rich. And then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Jeff, welcome back, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Looking forward to some Week 16 action today.
Yeah, I mean, look, a whole slate of pretty good games this week. You know, we've talked a little bit about Indianapolis and Dallas to a certain degree. Jeff and I did in the first hour. Fred, a big game, to be honest with you, for both of those teams. The Colts can show that they're actually a pretty good football team and not the beneficiary of a weak division, to be honest with you. They've had a lot of victories over some subpar teams. Let's not kid ourselves. Dallas, on the other hand, has rebounded very well this year and probably surprised us and surpassed a lot of the expectations of a lot of people. And they're a pretty good football team. Both teams are 10-4. Dallas struggles a little bit at home. We know how good they play on the road, undefeated on the road. Indianapolis, a young up-and-coming quarterback with Andrew Luck, with a little bit of something to prove today, if you ask me, on the road at Dallas. Good football game, Fred, yes or no?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there'll be a lot of points scored. I have no opinion on who's going to win it, but I think there'll be a lot of points scored, obviously. I think the Colts' defense can be beaten, Cowboys' defense can be beaten, and now they've gotten sort of over the hump, and they'll be a little bit more relaxed than the Cowboys will after the Philadelphia loss on Saturday. I think they'll score some points, certainly against the Colts. I should be in an exciting game. The question that I threw out Friday night on Sports Overnight America is there's got to be a medical doctor, or as Jerry Burke said, maybe a trio of doctors in the NFL overlooking these individual teams, because there's no way on blank earth that DeMarco should go with that broken hand that he had surgery on Monday. Every report that I saw on TV or heard on the radio all week long said it's at least a 3 to 6 week rehabilitation situation. God forbid he gets hit on the hand again. And I'm going to throw it to Jeff and to you, Andy. I just think that it's unfair to have a team doctor make the decision, because a team doctor wants to come back next year, in this case, as the Cowboys team doctor. So he's going to do what Jerry Jones says. And Jerry Jones says the guy can play. Well, he can play. Well, maybe he can't. And that's how he got stuck with all the concussions, put him back on the field, even though they have a concussion, and because the coach wants him back or the owner wants him back. We got to do something. Don't you think we have to do something about that? Because, you played sports growing up. I played all the way up sports. I'm not playing with a broken hand, and yet he's going to play with a broken hand, and I just think it's wrong that the Cowboys are pushing him in that direction.
Jeff, you know, I'll let you address it first. Go ahead.
You know, we've come a long way from the, put some dirt on it and go out and kick some butt, era of football. It's changed. But, you know, at the same time, these guys don't want to show, I mentioned Jay Cutler on the Extra Cycle in the NFC Championship a few years ago as a probably a lack of heart, but this year alone we're seeing Murray go back out there with the broken hand, and he's a running back, so that's a little more influential than if he played another position, maybe in the secondary or something like that. But we've seen Tony Romo go out there with the broken back. We're seeing Cam Newton back on the field against Cleveland today with a injured back. I don't know that I would define it as broken, but I think Fred brings up a good point that maybe we do need to have somebody neutral, not only for CTE, but just for injuries in general. I don't think that's a horrible idea. You know, the NFL could certainly pay the expense of putting 16 neutral doctors that are league sanctioned on the field to basically just serve as a system of checks and balances for team doctors who do have a conflict of interest in doing their job. But you'd still like to think at the end of the day they have the player's interest, you know, the best interest at hand. But that might not be true because this is a $1 billion business.
Well, and I was going to say there's no way they have the player's best interest at hand. They have what's best for their team's interest in their mind. And, you know, with DeMarco Murray on that field, it gives them a lot better chance to win than without DeMarco Murray. And I'm not going to say they don't have capable backs behind him, because they do, but it's not the same. This has been the guy, this has been the man that has brought you to the point where you're at. And look, if it was his right hand, I think I would be agreeing with you guys a little bit more. It does happen to be his left hand. He doesn't carry the ball in his left hand routinely. And yes, could he fall? Could he get knocked down and injure it maybe worse? Sure, but I'm pretty sure they've gone over all these things and have a pretty good idea of what he's walking into today. So I hear what you're saying about a 3 to 6 week injury, but you know what? We're also in the age of where medicine and these guys have the best technology to get themselves better, quicker, and faster, and maybe even just as good as if it was 3 to 6 weeks. I don't know. Again, I think pain is determined by the individual, not by you and I, guys. So if DeMarco Murray feels like he can go and the rest of the guys feel like he can go, why not give it a shot? I think at the end of the day, if for some reason today he puts the ball on the floor because he hasn't done that for the past 6 or 7 weeks, then I can say to you, you know what? Maybe you had a pretty good point, but also maybe it's just the time for him to put the ball on the deck too. So again, there's a lot of what ifs and should be's and could be's, but I would think that they know whether he's able to get on the field and be able to go out there and perform at a pretty high level. So I think they have the best interest of their team first in mind, but at the same time, they're not going to put a guy out there that can't go, fellas.
Well, I don't know too many athletes, if you asked them, had a concussion, how do you feel, who wouldn't say, I feel fine, put me back. They're very competitive animals. I mean, we were as kids, and we were growing up. So my point is, I just don't think you can trust the athlete. I don't think you can trust the team.
Let me throw it to you this way, okay? With what happened yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys,
right,
the importance of this football game has been shifted. Let's be honest. They don't need to win this football game. So if you think of the perfect situation, guys, where if they had any doubt about the decision that they made, as far as even up to yesterday, they said, okay, we're going to play DeMarco Murray because we need to win this game. Well, that changed after Philadelphia lost yesterday, yes or no?
Well, it changed, but they're not going to put it on one game when they've got two shots. I mean, it's great to say they don't have to win this week, but then it's down to I think they were at Washington, right? It's not a guaranteed victory. So I think it's Washington. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they play Washington next week. So my point is it's not a guaranteed win. So there's still pressure on winning today and ending all that. I just think they're making a mistake, and I think Jerry Jones, yeah, come on. This year he came down to the sidelines for one of the games, if I remember correctly. You know, yeah. out of his seat. So I mean, he is running the thing. He thinks DeMarco can play, so DeMarco's going to play. I'm going to say again, the league, you know, is going to have to pay $750 million and now more, because the judge, I think, is going to rule that number not high enough for the concussion situation. This is just – what happens – I don't know what can happen to a hand. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But it would seem to me You could fracture it again pretty easily. These guys are 300-pound guys going after you, and you say they don't. You don't hold the ball in the left hand. You hold the ball in both hands most of the time. I mean, you're supposed to. I mean, certainly when you're near a goal line situation or a first down situation, you're holding it in both hands so you don't get it knocked out of your hands. So, I think this is a messy situation, and God forbid something horrible happens to him or he breaks it again or something like that. And I think the Cowboys are at fault because a player is going to say he wants to play. Jeff, your thoughts?
Yeah, players always going to want to play. I mean, I think that they, players should be given, should be handed a little bit of accountability because they do know their body. But this is again a billion-dollar business, and if you don't play, there's always that fear of getting Wally Pipped. So it needs to be regulated a little bit. I do agree with you. I don't know that I agree 100%, but. I think the players should have some input on the situation, but doctors should know enough to know whether a player is legitimately, not feeling pain, risking further injury and whatnot. But I think at the end of the day, you do need somebody with a medical degree and zero interest in whether the player plays or not, from a competitive standpoint, to make that call.
Jeff, we've only got a minute or so left here. What's the game you're most looking forward to today? A can't miss game for you?
It's got to be Seattle, Arizona. The Seahawks are rolling. Every team that loses, the last eight teams to lose to Seattle have gone on to play Seattle have gone on to lose the following week, and I don't think that the Cardinals can afford to enter the playoffs on a losing streak like that.
Jeff, real quickly, how can people check you out?
The site is morethanafan.net, and you can get me on Twitter @byjeffrich.
Very good. Appreciate your time as always, brother. We'll catch up next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Jeff Rich joining us as he does each and every week on the program, breaking down the world of sports, and more importantly, most of the time it's football. And next week we'll be definitely talking to him about the bowl games because they're already in full throttle, so keep it close. We'll be right back. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Can a fuel make a straightaway take your breath away? Can it make a hill give you chills? Can it turn every acceleration into your exhilaration? It can if it's Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Robitussin Cofaquence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot for an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, a lot of good matchups today. We got about 20 minutes or so left to talk about these. And, you know, I'm looking through the slate of games. An interesting one in the sense of what happened there in Chicago this week, obviously with Jimmy Clausen being announced the starter this week and Jay Cutt getting put to the bench and hanging onto the clipboard for $22.5 million, the highest paid guy in the NFL, not living up to the hype. You got the Detroit Lions coming in who have backdoored their way into the playoffs and not as important of a game for them. Chicago, disaster, let's be honest, Fred. This has been abysmal. What's going on with Jay Cutler? What's going on with Trestman? Just the whole thing there in Chicago stinks. They're 5-9. Lovie Smith was 10-6, not making the playoffs, and they got rid of that guy. I don't know how Trestman or Jay Cutler are coming back to this team, to be honest with you.
Oh, I think Trestman's a goner, and I think a lot of teams are going to gamble on Cutler, and I think that would be a mistake, but they will. I think I read one of the sites that Tennessee would be interested in him, but he's not a winner. He's all for Jay Cutler, and you can see his attitude toward his teammates and his teammates' attitude toward him. And Trestman was a good coordinator, but some guys, you know, it's the Peter principle. You go up as high as you can until you screw up, and he was a good coach in Canada, but as far as the Bears are concerned, there's total disarray. It's total disrespect. There's nothing going on there. They're going to get clobbered again the next 2 weeks. And Clausen was a kid who is an interesting story too, Andy, in that he played right here in Southern California, of course, at Oaks Christian in Westlake Village, not 5 minutes from where I'm doing the show. And the thing was, his parents kept him back kindergarten until he was six. And they kept him back again when he was in sixth grade for a second year. So in reality, when he was a senior in high school, he was 19 against 16 and 17 and 18-year-old kids. So obviously he would have a major advantage. At Notre Dame, he had an okay career. His last year was fine, but he didn't have a great career. But again, when you had the advantage in high school, people thought of him as a superstar. He's never going to be that. This has to be an embarrassment for Jay Cutler, but he deserves it. I mean, he stinks at this point. I mean, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. I mean, he played almost as badly as Johnny Football last week. I mean, he really stunk up the place, and he's a veteran. That can't be, you know. So I think he's done in Chicago. I think Trestman is done in Chicago. And the Bear fans, you know, it's not going to accept this kind of problems because it's horrible. I thought this year, I didn't think they'd go very far, but I thought with a healthy Brandon Marshall, and of course he was healthy till a couple weeks ago, and with Jeffries and mm-hmm. Bennett and Forte, you'd figure this team can score on anybody. And
I agree.
That hasn't been the case. So
a lot of
that
has
100%. has to go on the quarterback.
No, I agree. I mean, look, Jay Cutler has been a complete failure. The only two things, well, and you know, one of them's good and one of them's not. There's two things that he's done this year in the NFL, which number one is lead him in turnovers, 18 interceptions, and 24 total turnovers, yeah. and also being the highest paid guy. I mean, one of those is great. One of those is awful. So, look, it's a disaster. Me being a Packer fan, I love it. But at the same time, just as far as being a guy that likes to see competitive games and whatnot, this is bad for the Chicago Bears. And look, sometimes when you think the grass is greener on the other side, it really isn't. Maybe Lovie Smith wasn't so terrible. The guy was 10-6 and not making the playoffs. So there's something to be said for that. However, at the same time, there was leadership when he was there. So there's a big, big fallout. And I think when you have as much turnover as the Bears have had, Fred, it goes one way or the other. It goes great or it goes like it went here. And this has been a disaster. So maybe just too much turnover there for the Bears in recent years has been a lot of what's happened. And you're seeing it now this year on the field and off the field with what's happened there. 5-9 and just a complete disaster there in Chicago. But an interesting game, to say the least, just because of what happened this week. This is an interesting one to me, Fred. Baltimore playing for a lot, obviously, 9-5. Houston not really playing for that much, but they could play spoiler. And, you know, some teams relish in that role and some teams don't. But Baltimore with a tough one today going to Houston. They're 9-5, need a victory. Houston could play spoiler at 7-7.
Well, you know, Keenum is a quarterback who I saw play at the University of Houston against UCLA a couple of times. He was a top-notch college quarterback. He's not horrible. He played okay the times I've seen him in the National yeah. Football League. So we'll see. I mean, you know, it's pretty tough in the middle of the week to be moved from the St. Louis practice squad to a new club in Houston. But he knows the offense, obviously, because he's been there. But I don't know. It would seem, I mean, just see, this is known in some cases as that old-fashioned trap play. It seems sure. that Baltimore should win easily, but will they? I don't know. Flacco's played pretty well. Flacco's played better than I thought he would this year, and they've got the receivers. So it seems that Baltimore should win easily, but I'm staying away from it. So just because that TRAP just comes into the back of my head and says, maybe Keenum will have one of those surprising days, let's say, versus, you know, his first start this year versus sure. Johnny Manziel's first start in his career. Sometimes those things happen, and the fans certainly are going to be backing him. He played at the University of Houston, so we'll see what happens.
If you remember last week, I said to you, when the Packers going to play Buffalo, I said, this is a trap
yeah.
game, you know.
Yeah.
I said, this is one of those games where, you know, something's got to give. They're playing a top defense. They've got a top offense. And they've been hearing all week how great they are. This is somewhat of a trap game. And it did turn out to be a lot more difficult than probably a lot of people thought. Another interesting game, Fred, and probably the most interesting or the most important game for these two teams all year, Atlanta playing New Orleans at New Orleans, 6-8 versus 5-9, but probably for the division.
I think New Orleans is the better team. 6 points, a lot of points in a game like this, but I think the Saints are the better team. And by the way, if you want my picks, you can go to phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com, and got some picks there. I've got the Sugar Bowl pick and a couple of basketball games and whatever. But anyways, I think New Orleans is a better team. I think that they've got some momentum now, and I think they'll probably win. Will they cover the point spread? Who knows? But I think they'll win the game. I think that Coach Smith perhaps losing some of whatever he had, juice perhaps, in Atlanta. Would they win 4 games last year? I just have that hunch that and the positive for Atlanta is that Julio Jones, I just read, will be playing. And, of course, one of the top 2 or 3 receivers in the league, 3 or 4 yeah. receivers in the league. But I think I think the Saints will end up winning. I think they still have more weapons. And I think Drew Brees is better than Matt Ryan. And I just think that the Saints at home will win the game.
Yeah, I was going to say their home field advantage is considerable. And Matty Ice, look, they're going to go out there and they're going to play hard. But I tend to agree with you. I like New Orleans. I don't know about the points like you, but I do like Drew Brees at home. It's kind of crazy. One of these two teams most likely going to be in the playoffs. And I'd have to say I think it's New Orleans. You know, they'll finish the season 7-9 or 8-8 potentially and be that representative from that division. But interesting game because of obviously the importance of it. Kansas City and Pittsburgh, another pretty important game, Fred, when you think about it. Pittsburgh needs a win. Kansas City needs a win. It's in Pittsburgh. I'm going to lean toward Pittsburgh in this one on my end, but I just think, you know, Big Ben, like if you're breaking down things, I think Big Ben is better than Alex Smith. Running backs, that's probably pretty even, to be honest with you, but they've obviously got that great wide receiver, Brown, for Pittsburgh, and at the end of the day, I think Pittsburgh wins this one at home too, Fred.
What do you think the odds are of a quarterback in the NFL? And I'm not anti-Alex Smith at all, but what are the odds are of a quarterback in the NFL not throwing one touchdown pass to a wide receiver all season long?
It's got to be, honestly, just 100,000 to one or million. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's got to be ridiculous.
He has not thrown a touchdown pass to a wide receiver. He's thrown some to tight ends. He's thrown some, obviously, to Charles. But he has not thrown one touchdown pass to a wide receiver where we've got two games left this year. Pittsburgh's defense not too good. But we'll see what happens. It should be an exciting game just to see if Dwayne Bowe or somebody catches a touchdown pass. Because
I was going to say, what happened to Dwayne Bowe? This guy used to be one of the not necessarily a top-tier guy, but he was a very capable wide receiver and made plays week in and week out. What has happened? I mean, is their offense just that atrocious, or is Alex Smith – unable to find guys, or are these guys just not running good routes? I mean, or is it a combination of all that?
I think it has to be a combination because I think Alex Smith, a good quarterback. Remember, you know, before he left San Francisco and lost his job to Colin Kaepernick, he was leading the league in all the numbers. And then he comes back, and Harbaugh made the decision a couple years ago that Kaepernick's going to be the guy. The next year, Smith is in Kansas City. You know, when he was with the 49ers, he had gone through, what, six or seven different assistant coaches, offensive coordinators, quarterback coaches, things like that. So it was a total mess. But he's a good quarterback. I don't know if he's not a great quarterback. He's the kind of quarterback that won't make that many mistakes. And maybe that's part of it, too, in that if you throw short to your back, you're not going to most likely throw an interception as more often as if you throw deep down to a Dwayne Bowe or your wide receivers from that aspect. And I think Bowe's lost some of his quickness and speed with the injury, and time does that to you. So, I mean, they don't have a great core of wide receivers.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it too. But I think it's a combo. I think it's a combo. I think they'd rather throw short to Jamar Charles and let him catch a 5-yard pass and run it for 50 instead of trying to throw 55 yards to Bowe. And I think that's it. But again, just by accident, just by a tip defensive back, you know, tipping the ball, you figure one wide receiver would catch a touchdown after 14 games of a 16-game season. I mean, that's I think you could throw a touchdown pass if you got 14 games to do so to the wide receiver just by accident.
Hey, I actually think I did score one touchdown. I've got one more than Alex Smith has this year. Hey, Fred, one more quick game to get to before we take that pause for the cause, the final pause for the cause. Denver-Cincinnati, you know, the Monday nighter. Denver, obviously, the kings of the castle at 11-3, and along with, obviously, the Patriots. But Cincinnati 9-4, in the driver's seat. Big football game for Andy Dalton and company.
You know, I'm not a big Peyton Manning guy, but 2 weeks ago, he doesn't throw a touchdown pass after 51 consecutive games. Last week, of course, he's sick to his stomach and you know, I think the hip injury too. You just wonder if he's not going to have a big night just because he hasn't in 2 weeks.
Good point.
And, you know, I mean, I just think just based on history, you know, he's thrown one touchdown pass now in 2 weeks. So I think he'll probably have a pretty big night.
And it's Monday night. The stars come
night.
Out. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a big-time game late in the season, week 16. I would think Peyton plays pretty well. Anyways, so much talk about football. And really, we never have enough time to do it. We got one final segment. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. Man, oh man, I just can't wait, and I actually get to watch football today on a Sunday. How exciting is that going to be for me? Keep it close, everybody. One final segment, a couple final thoughts. Fred Wallen, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us, as well as John Poulter talking some baseball and Jeff talking some football. And then obviously Fred, as always, I appreciate you taking time out. I know you got better things to do than talk to a joker like me every Sunday. So I truly appreciate you putting it up with me week in and week out, and really, really do appreciate it. Have a great holidays too, Fred. Got to tell you something, because I know that you are a guy that is interested in a lot of some of the things that I'm interested in, and this weekend, Fred, I did something pretty cool. I rescued a dog that was going to be euthanized on Friday, or maybe it would have been Saturday for him. But I don't know if you happen to see the pictures or not, but I do have a new addition to the family. And I'm calling him Lucky because he's lucky that I took him off those hands of not being put down. But I think he's also lucky in the sense that I've rescued this guy three times in the last 48 hours. He's ran away from me twice, When he gets outside, this thing can absolutely fly, but I think he's an unbelievable dog. Hasn't gone to the bathroom in my house in 2 days, and to me, that I'm lucky. So all around, I think he's lucky and I'm lucky. Therefore, his name is Lucky Fred.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate what you did, Andy. My wife's a big advocate. I'm an advocate. And, Andy, we'll see you next week right here on the program.
Absolutely. And if you can, Fred, check it out. Look at some pictures. Very cute. Husky, shepherd, some type of mix, chihuahua, beautiful dog. Glad to have him. And we'll be back next Sunday talking sports here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, everybody. Have a great day.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.